USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In another blow to Joe Biden's sweeping immigration reform, a federal judge blocked Biden's 100-day moratorium on deportations. Texas Judge Drew Tipton indefinitely banned the policy after Attorney General Ken Paxton argued the move was in violation of federal law. The Biden administration was accused of hypocrisy for reusing a border facility to house migrant children. The Department of Health and Human Services recently reopened the facility in Texas that President Obama opened to house unaccompanied children. More than 700 children who crossed from Mexico into the United States without their parents were in Border Patrol custody as of Sunday. The current backup is yet another sign of a brewing crisis for President Biden and a worsening dilemma for these vulnerable children. A massive demand for housing is fueling a spike in home prices across the country. The result has been an unprecedented seller's market that is only likely to drive house pricing up in the coming months. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Gas prices at the pumps have been inching their way up. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, John Clemens reports.
That price is 24 cents higher than a month ago. And according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, the price could be going even higher.
Average gas prices will likely continue to rise some 5 to 15 cents a gallon over the next 2 weeks, so long as oil prices do not see additional gain.
The increase of 13 cents a gallon is due to 12 refineries being shut down in Texas due to the snowstorm.
Oil prices continue to put pressure on gasoline prices, but are holding near $60 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate crude oil. But average gas prices soared last week after refinery shutdowns in Texas impacted gasoline production.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
West Virginia seems to be the role model for the vaccination rollout. Ohio USA Radio News Bureau's Dan Naraki has more.
West Virginia remains among the leaders in the nation at getting COVID vaccines into the arms of its residents. Nearly 10% of the state's population have received both shots of the vaccine, with nearly all the doses West Virginia has received being administered. Governor Jim Justice says his state's vaccination plan has been simple. He tells Fox News they quickly mobilized as many resources as they could to administer shots.
Our model's real simple. It's just this is really, when it really boils right down to it, we got our local pharmacies, all of our local clinics, our National Guard stepped up and we took off. And we took off with the people that we knew were going to die, and that was our elderly. And we absolutely got ourselves back in school because we vaccinated all of our teachers and service personnel right off the get-go from 50 and up. And absolutely, you know, like I said over and over and over, there's a lot of good things going on right now in West Virginia.
The CDC says since vaccine distribution began in the United States on December 14th, more than 65 million doses have been administered, reaching 13.4% of the total U.S. population. The U.S. is currently administering over 1.4 million shots a day. It's a NASCAR weekend in Miami, Florida. Saturday, the Xfinity Contender Boats 250 starts at 4:30 p.m. Eastern. And on Sunday, it's the Dixie Vodka 400, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.